Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and I'm going to be talking with Christy McDonald. Hello.
Hi.
Are you there?
I am here.
Yeah. And Christy, you live in what part of the world?
I'm in West Chicago, Illinois, so just a little bit west of Chicago.
Okay. And Christy's going to be one of our faculty members at the upcoming boot camp in Chicago, the System Smart Beginners Boot Camp. This is the first time that we've done a training geared towards beginners in a long, long time. Like, I'm thinking, 2002 was really the last time we did that. Somewhere around then. It's been a while. Why are we doing this? Well, because there's a whole lot of people that want to learn how to get into this business, and there just is not a whole lot of great training for people that are getting started. And at the last system conference, the big event that we do every year, coincidentally in Chicago, one of my students, Lloyd Irvin, who started with us 5 years ago, making $0 a year on the internet, and now I believe this year he'll break $10 million. He's certainly already done $9 million for the year. He said something that really kind of shocked me, and it shocked me into realizing that I really need to work more with beginners. He said, and this is a guy that's been to all the seminars and can go to any seminar he wants, he said that the system is the only place where beginners can go and get the real deal. We have that on our website. We actually have him in video. I didn't expect him to say it. I was really amazed when he said it. But, you know, if I look over our track record over the years and you look at how many people have come to us for the fundamentals and walked away with something solid enough that they could actually build a business on, we just swamp every other seminar out there. Nobody even comes close. In fact, I dare say you could put any 10 seminars together, put their successful graduates on one side of the room, put ours on the other side of the room, and we'd still swamp them. And I think Christy's an example of this. And by the way, I have a secret method for having successful students. I start with smart people. We don't hype our seminars. We don't promise the moon. We don't offer, the secret method, sleep, make money while you sleep. We basically, our proposition is this. This is a real business. It really works. We can show you lots and lots of success stories in all kinds of industries. If you'll take it seriously and apply yourself and consistent effort and use your head, you can make a business out of it. And because we present it that way, we attract sane, sensible people who actually go out and create successes. And Christy's a great example of this. And her specialty is online stores. And there's very little information about that available. It's kind of amazing. Online stores are actually, by far, the biggest income producers on the internet. I mean, by far, it's not even close. If you look at the top 500 biggest online businesses, every single one of them is an online store. You're not going to see an ebook marketer or a teleseminar marketer. I mean, those are great ways to make money. I make a fair amount of money doing that myself, but there's tremendous opportunity in online stores, and it's something that you really are going to have a lot of trouble finding good information about, which is why I'm so glad that Christy's going to be with us. Mm-hmm. And training. And you've got a fascinating background, and I remember when I learned about this last winter, and I was like, wow, that's really amazing. You come from the corporate world.
I do. My background prior to getting into internet marketing and e-commerce was in IT, in consulting. And
okay.
I started out with McKinsey when I was right out of college, had a computer science degree from U of I, and started out as a consultant and a business analyst. And I've been a consultant most of my career, which is coming up on 20 years here. I know I say the same thing. So I worked in that field of the travel and the working with the corporate America, helping companies with their strategies and helping companies with their system implementations. Right around the time when we started having kids, I slowed down a little bit and I still stayed in consulting, but I went internal. So I started working in the HR field and helping manage the companies and whatnot. What really had started to get to me as I got out of the consulting field was having an internal role like that just got to be, I refer to it as corporate drudgery. It was just the day in, day out, same thing. Even though I was an owner of that company, I didn't feel like it was my own. I didn't feel like it was something that, I could build for the future. So I started looking for business opportunities to be an entrepreneur. I really wanted to do something of my own. and started doing a lot of research of what's out there on the internet. And you know, certainly the e-books and the teleseminars and those things were intriguing because there seemed to be some money involved in it, but it didn't seem as tangible to me. It didn't seem as much of a solid business that I wanted to build and grow into something big. So products really caught my eye. I really wanted to do something in retail, in products, online. And you're right, there really wasn't much out there to talk about that. All of the different trainings, everything that there was, there just wasn't a lot of information. So my internet marketing career literally started with the System Seminar in 2006 when I attended and saw several presentations on how to market products, how to get online, how to build online stores, and that's when the light bulb hit that's exactly what I'm looking for. And the System Seminar was the very first seminar I had ever attended in internet marketing, and I was really lucky that way because I think if I had attended any of these other types of seminars that get a little cheesy in nature, I think I would have been turned off immediately. But the System Seminar caught my eye. It was for professionals. It was teaching people to build a real business, something tangible they can grow and leave to their kids when they retire. And that's what got me started. I left that seminar and was on roll. I learned how to deal with suppliers, how to build a store, how to run a business, all those different things you need in order to start e-commerce. And that's basically how I got into the business. I started a company called Nitro Toys. We sell radio control cars, and we've been running now for 2 years, and had our best year ever last year. And this coming Christmas, is going to be even better. And it's all about learning how to retail, how to build traffic to your store. One of the things that I got very good at was search engine optimization and dealing with the search engines. I get about 85% to 87% of my traffic is all natural, so I do pay for some of it, but not much. And we've been able to sustain a real good, successful business on that.
Excellent. Hey, for people that want to check out your business, what's the website?
It's nitrotoyswithaz.com.
Nitrotoys and with a Z.
With a Z.
.com. And let's talk a little bit about the business and also this whole world of, I guess we really should call it specialty retailing. Now, in the olden days, people would go to buy things in stores, mm-hmm. And stores are limited in what they can carry. You know, they have only so much floor space. There's the issue of inventory. So selection for very specialized things is limited. So you might have, one or two specialty stores in the whole country, or maybe even the whole world. Mm-hmm. in the olden days. Then, of course, mail order came along, and that opened things up quite a bit. Now, if you could put what you were selling in a box and get it delivered to somebody's house, you could now open your market to basically anywhere the post office went. Mm-hmm. But there was still a financial constraint, and that had to do with hey, how do you find these people? Mm-hmm. if you're selling a specialty item, how do you find them? They're not necessarily easy to gather. And the second thing is, how do you pay for the catalogs and the printing and the mailing, which may work financially, but also may not work. The model just may not work. And then along came the internet. And the magic thing about the internet is it solved both those problems. Number one, it gives people a way to find people interested in specialty items. And number two, it gives people a way to very economically reach them. And this has made possible, a whole realm of businesses that simply would not have been possible in the pre-internet days.
Sure.
I'm guessing that maybe somebody who was really tough and really an amazing mail order marketer might have been able to create a business around your specialty, but I think the internet just makes it so much easier. First of all, to get started, because there's no way to start a catalog company without a massive bank account behind you. Mm-hmm. There's just no way. Whereas the internet, I mean, tell me, was this? We don't have to get into your specific finances, but in terms of operating startup capital, was it onerous? Was it minimal? Was it, how would you characterize what it required financially for you to get going with this?
Sure. when I first got started, the amount that I invested into the actual building of a store was very minimal. And there's so many stages you can go through in terms of getting started, and then, you know, you start to build your store larger and larger based on your volume. But when I got started, I started with a Yahoo store, and they had, you know, some really good deals, you know, $40 a month in order to get started. I did all the work myself, so I wasn't paying anybody yet to help me out. I did eventually start outsourcing some of that. But the actual building a store, it was my time. And, you know, the time commitment was, you know, large for me personally to understand how to get into retail and all that. But in terms of the actual cost of, you know, buying a domain, getting hosting, getting with Yahoo stores, that was very minimal. There's always things you can add on to it. You start getting into some of the conversion tactics like 1-800 numbers and live chat and all those. But you don't have to go there until you get started. I always tell my clients to get started small and see what's out there. Now, there's also different ways that you can choose to build your business model in terms of the way you warehouse and sell products. We chose personally, this was our personal decision, to warehouse many of our products so that we can have better customer service. But there's also so many options out there today with drop shipping where you don't have to make that investment dead on. You can find a drop shipper and make sure that the product's selling before you commit to any, you know, larger warehousing type of thing. And so there's different options depending on your level of risk and, you know, where you want to start. It can be so easy and so inexpensive. And you start to think about some of these retailers and brick and mortar and the kind of money they had to invest in order to just start a store. It's amazing what you can do today on the Internet. And it's amazing how you can compete, because you can be a smaller store and you can compete right on with the billion-dollar stores out there, because they don't see your store. They see your website. And you can appear bigger to your customer than your competitor does.
Go ahead.
I just want to follow up on the niche idea you were just talking about too, is that that's one of the most successful ways to start an e-commerce business, is to focus on a niche for a couple of reasons. One is you can go much deeper into that niche and offer those folks a huge variety based on, you know, what they're looking for, and you start a relationship with them because they're so into whatever that niche is, whether it be a hobby or their children, or, you know, it depends on what you're basing your business on, but they are so deep emotionally into that topic that when you build a relationship based on that small niche, you really start to build a following as well.
And, you know, we've all got something like that in our lives. You know, we all have some hobby or some interest where money is no object. You know, we might be very cautious and conservative and pinch pennies, you know, when we go to the grocery store, or when we're looking for gas to put in our car. But when it comes to that thing we love, we're willing to really open our wallets a little bit more. And by the way, just as a sidebar, let's face some reality here. Hard times in the country for a lot of people. You know, a lot of uncertainty. What's that doing to your sales?
You know, what's funny is it hasn't affected our sales that much because people still love their hobby. And one of the things we've noticed with Radio Control is that, yeah, people aren't traveling as much. They're not taking as many vacations as they were before. They're not making as many long-term commitments, but they're still having fun. They're still going in their backyard and playing with their cars, and they're probably doing that even a little more because they're sticking to home a little bit more. So they're looking for, you know, what can I do as a family and what can we do that's maybe a little less expensive than going to Disney World this year. And it's actually, I wouldn't say that our sales are up because they are flat because of the economy from previous months, but I would have expected a much larger dive compared to some other companies that I've seen and what's happening to their sales. So I do think that somewhat in the entertainment industry, despite the fact that it is discretionary income, as long as it's within reason, people are still going to spend money on their hobby and having fun. They, you know, people tend to justify that one thing they do to have fun on the weekend.
Yep.
That's one of them.
I'm a real student of economics and economic history and business history and so on. And you know, long before what's going on now, I was a student of, you know, the Depression, frankly, and because it's just fascinating to me. You know, a real major dislocation. What happens? You know, because I'm a businessman. I've always wondered, gee, what would happen to my business if something like that happened? And I learned some of the most amazing things. I just want to share with you, and then we'll get back to our focus. But 1929 was sort of the D-Day for the Depression. That's when the stock market really collapsed. And believe it or not, there were less business failures in 1929 than there were in the two previous years. Very interesting. Really sort of changes your view on what all this big economic news really means. I mean, and I don't mean to minimize the seriousness of what's going on, but on the micro level, on the small business level, on the level where we all live, it's surprising how not of an effect these kind of things can have. The other thing I learned that was really very astonishing to me was there were all kinds of businesses that not only survived during the Depression, but actually flourished, did better. And interestingly enough, and you kind of put your finger on it earlier, a lot of them had to do with things related to fun and entertainment, inexpensive fun. You know, if people, you know, want to buy a Lamborghini, well, that's, you know, they may be not buying their Lamborghinis this year. But if it has to do with just something that's, you know, within reason and is fun and brings the family together or brings friends together, even in the depths of the Depression, people were still spending that kind of money, and those businesses did very well. The businesses, by the way, if anyone wants to know, they got really hurt, were the big businesses that were dependent on the free flow of credit, and that's what we're hearing in the news all the time. So if you've got a business where people are cash and carry, you know, they're just sending you the money and you're sending them the stuff, and you're not having to invest a gazillion dollars in you know, stores or warehouses or, you know, a cast of thousands in your back office and not having to borrow operating capital, and you're, you know, if you're not having to do any of those things, you know, there's no predicting the future. But in the past, the one time we've seen a major prolonged economic hard time, the entertainment field did very well. In fact, if you look at history, what boomed during the 30s? The broadcasting industry. Which is entertainment. There was no broadcasting industry in the 1920s. There was just some radio stations, okay? And radio really took off in the 30s. The movie industry, you know, there were some movies in the, you know, the teens and the 20s, but it really became a mega critical mass-sized industry in the 30s. Even cars, believe it or not. You know, there were cars bumping around in the 20s, but, you know, more and more people, cars became more common in the 30s. So, yes, we're in an era where you really need to keep your wits about you and I think be sensible with your money and conservative. But that does not extend to building a business. This is not a time to say, well, I'll wait till the economy gets better. That would be a real huge mistake because there are opportunities right now and opportunities that will persist through this time. And it's very interesting, you know, that we're talking with Christy, who happens to be what I would call a specialty retailer in the area of hobby and entertainment. And it's working. It's working.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've gone off on that tangent. One thing that I didn't highlight earlier in the call is you mentioned that you worked for McKinsey.
Yes.
Yeah. For people that don't know, that's like the New York Yankees of consulting. That is a major power. I mean, it is, right? I mean, let's face it.
Yes, yes. You know, they are a very prestigious strategy consulting company.
Yeah, so if anybody doubts that, Google it and you'll see. But it's not all glamour, is it?
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. But, you know, despite, you know, it was typical 80-hour weeks. You traveled all over the country to work with whatever company that they had put you with. But I'll tell you what, the learning was incredible. The types of people you worked with, at McKinsey, you didn't work with the IT programmers. You worked with the CEO and the top management. And so it was a very interesting environment to learn about business and about business strategy.
That's great. And so you're going to be bringing all that to your session at the System Smart Beginners Bootcamp. So not only do you have a practical background in how to start an online store from scratch and how to drive traffic and build a business out of it, you've also got this deeper background in business, and that's why we're really pleased to have you on the faculty. I think you're going to bring a tremendous amount to the training.
Thanks.
I want to talk a little bit about what we're doing. We've had a program called System Smart Beginners, which is a home study course, and we put that out a couple of years ago, again, to help people learn the basics at home. And that's been a very effective course for our students. But, you know, there is a magic that happens live. I don't know, you know, I can't really articulate exactly what it is. I mean, I guess you get to ask questions and you get to talk with other people. But I really do think there's sort of a mastermind principle that takes place at a live training. You're in a room with a bunch of people who are all interested and focused on the same thing, and you're focused for 2 days.
Yeah, there's an energy.
Yeah, I mean, for example, you know, it's been a long time since I've been to a seminar on a subject that I'm not familiar with, but I can remember, let's say, way back when I went to, let's say, my first direct marketing seminar. I had been reading all the books. I had been listening to tapes. I'd had some very modest business breakthroughs. But I tell you, it wasn't until I got into that room with a whole bunch of other people that were into it that the lights really went on. I don't know if that is how that compares to your experience.
Absolutely. In terms of, I think that when you get in a room with a bunch of people looking to learn the same things, you're able to, A, generate ideas with the people as you speak to them in between sessions and in between the talks. So getting to know what they're doing gets you pumped up, too, to kind of go forward. I think the energy of listening to a speaker live can be very exciting in terms of, you know, really getting it with the eye-to-eye, watching the presentation. Things start to click for people in terms of when you start to, it's great to read a book about it or, you know, maybe you've listened to a couple tapes about it, but when you're really clicking with the presenter and understanding exactly what they're saying one-on-one, it really can be very energizing and motivating.
And all kinds of, you know, kind of magical things can happen. Like, for instance, I remember we did a seminar a couple years ago in Chicago, and we had a speaker, and he gave a really great presentation. And then it was the end of his talk, and it was all over, but he still had his microphone on. And somebody asked him a question, and he answered the question, and somebody who was literally walking out the door heard the answer, and it changed the guy's life. He went out and created a whole business around this one small sort of, quote, throwaway idea that not only would and it's funny, the speaker, he said, well, I would have told people about this, but nobody would have gotten it. They wouldn't have understood it. But I'll tell you.
Wow.
And, And this is, I find all those kinds of magic things. You meet people who could become, if not partners, at least colleagues, you know, people that you can pair notes with, which I think is really, really important for building a business. It's very hard to build a business completely alone without any interaction or contact with other people. I mean, that's a really hard task.
I agree. I'm sorry.
I mean, I know in my own case, I tried to do it that way. I mean, I started in the era before there was any kind of educational material available for direct marketing entrepreneurs. You know, everything was corporate. And so there was the Direct Marketing Association, but that was all, you know, employees of Sears and Montgomery Ward and I'd go to the conferences and it's like everything was geared towards, you know, the Fortune 500, and I could take a few little gems away, but nothing was geared to me. You know, me, i.e. having no money, me, i.e. having no vast network of employees and vendors and contractors, you know, nothing was scaled to my size. And so the first time I went to an event where everybody, we were all pretty much in the same boat. I mean, some people were further down the line, but we were all basically small operators that didn't have a lot of money, and we had to substitute a lack of money for enhanced knowledge of how to be smart about these things.
Right. I think one of the things that triggered with me at my first system seminar was I knew I wanted an e-commerce store, but I was very overwhelmed with how hard it would be and how technical it would be. And one of the presenters talked about Yahoo stores, and it clicked of, wow, that is really easy to do, and I can do it quickly, and I can do it effectively, and I can be online, you know, within a month doing exactly what I want to do. So that was one of those turning points of it doesn't have to be hard. It can happen, and it can happen quickly if you just put your mind to it. So you're right. There's always those tidbits that you get out of a live seminar that just click with you, and all of a sudden you're rolling on a whole different direction than you thought you would be.
To put this in some context, back in, I think it was 95, a colleague of mine came to me with a deal. He basically found a program, a really brilliant programmer in East Germany of all places, and the guy had created an online store. This is 1995.
Wow.
And I might be messing up the price tag, but I believe the price tag for the software was somewhere, it was either 15,000, might have been as much as 50, I can't remember, but it was a big number.
Uh-huh.
But that was just the beginning. Not only did you have to come up with that cash, by the way, cash, no one was going to finance that, cash.
Right.
You then had to hire a really smart programmer to configure the thing, and you pretty much had to budget on somewhere between 3 and 4 weeks of full-time effort on the part of your programmer.
Sure.
That was where we were at, not much longer than 10 years ago. And today, I don't know what Yahoo Stores is charging today, but today you can get, I know it's a better store, a better online store,
mm-hmm.
than my friend was selling, 14 years ago, 15 years ago, I guess 13 actually. A much, much, much better store for how much a month?
I now pay 100, but that's because I personally as a business got much larger and needed some more services there. But when I started out, I was paying $30 a month.
Gotcha.
So there's beginner programs that when you don't need quite as much at first, they start you out smaller, and it's great. It's perfect. It gets you started. It gets you online going. They have templates. And Yahoo's not the only one, and I'm not necessarily selling Yahoo on that topic. There's a lot of companies that offer similar, ready-made, just insert your products and we're ready to go type of stores. And I think that's one thing to really get over the hurdle for people is I don't think they realize how easy it can be to get their store up and running.
Yeah, this is a business where I would say this, and I believe it's true because I continue to do it even to this day, where money is simply not the issue when it comes mm-hmm. to starting the business.
I agree.
It's just not the issue. Now, there is an issue, and the issue is your own effort, of course, and having real know-how.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes our substitute for capital. Okay, I don't have $100,000 or $500,000 to buy a franchise and start a restaurant or start a store, but I have what's between my ears, and I have my free time, and I have my willingness to put one foot in front of another and persist. And that really, plus getting the correct guidance, is the only cost of admission to this business, which is why
right.
I remain passionate about it all these years later. Some of my colleagues are like, why are you still teaching all this stuff? Aren't you done with all that? And I'm like, well, I could be, but it's kind of fun to see new people get it.
Sure.
And that's sort of the spirit behind what we're going to be doing in Chicago in November. We're going to have an amazing faculty. Christy, of course, is going to be talking about online stores and SEO, specifically, by the way, SEO for online stores. Now, this is a very hard topic to get information about. So we're going to have Christy on that. We're also going to have James Martel. James is somebody that I had the opportunity to meet last year when he came to the system. I actually visited him in Vancouver. Fantastic guy, amazing story. He was just a carpenter, house builder. Decided he needed to do something more, looked into the Internet, and bit by bit has become really skilled at starting new online businesses, again, for no money, building audiences, and then monetizing those audiences. He's one of the best educators I've met in 15 years of Internet marketing. I'm really pleased that he's going to be joining us. And affiliate marketing is another way to get started in Internet marketing. It's a great way to break the ice. I mean even people who sell physical products could start on the affiliate marketing path.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's very easy. In this case, you just focus on traffic and building a following, and then you send that traffic to merchants who will then pay you a commission on sales. And that's, by the way, that is the smartest way. Well, maybe I won't say it is the smartest way because there's all kinds of ways to skin the cat, but that's one smart way to test a business idea. You want to be ultra conservative, or maybe if you're a little unsure about a path, don't start the business. Just become the traffic person and feed other people that traffic. And when you see them making all this money with your traffic and you getting these commission checks, that may be the inspiration you need to become the direct source of the product and be the direct merchant yourself. This is what I love about the internet. In the 80s I worked on Wall Street. In the early 90s I was involved in the real estate finance industry. I have friends in every conceivable business from Hollywood to record producer. I mean, I've seen it all, you know. And all these years I've never seen anything that lets somebody starting with very, very, very modest resources get in the game and get started. Everything else requires, you know, connections or requires capital or requires equipment or requires, I mean, if you've got a computer, you've got an internet connection, you're able to learn software, you don't have to be, believe me, if it required software genius, I would be on the unemployment line right now. Because, I mean, this is the truth. I'm very, very software challenged. But I know enough to get the job done. And I did have a little learning curve. But this business is very friendly to us. And by us, I mean regular people that are not starting with a pile of money. Another faculty member that we're going to have, I'm very excited about, is Howie Jacobson. Like Christy, Howie started with us from scratch, at least on the internet side. Smart guy, you know, hard worker, looking for an opportunity, trying all kinds of different things, came to us, the lights went on, and he's become literally, not my opinion, the world's opinion, one of the world's leading authorities on pay-per-click advertising, in particular Google AdWords. If you want to check him out, you can buy his book. It is published in the Dummies series, AdWords for Dummies, and it's gotten phenomenal reviews, and deservedly so. It's actually about a lot more than AdWords, but you know, for publishing purposes, they had to come up with a focus so they could sell it. But believe me, it's a complete manual on everything related to internet marketing. So Howie's going to, pardon me, go ahead.
That is a great book.
Yeah, Howie's amazing. You know, Howie's like, he's like a PhD in education. He's been a teacher all his life. He's a really good-hearted guy, anybody that knows him. Just a really nice guy. And he's super smart about AdWords. He was a protege of another system success story, Perry Marshall. Perry Marshall, a lot of people know that name. Perry started with us as essentially a newbie. I mean, he could put up a page and he could do some things, but he just didn't understand all that was possible. He started with us in 2002. And so Perry, who pretty much is the number one guy worldwide for Google AdWords at this point, when Perry has his ultra-expensive high-end coaching, Howie's one of the guys he brings in to work with his clients. So we're talking very, very high-level folk here, and Howie's going to be on our faculty as well. And then we have another system grad, Cindy Kapler. And Cindy's great story. You know, she's got five kids, including a baby at home. Hey, that reminds me of our candidate for vice president. And she's a lovely person, great teacher. Oh my God! And she loves working with beginners. And this is a challenge for a lot of us. Not that we don't love beginners. It's just that it's been so long since we've been a beginner, we kind of forget what beginners need to know. You know, but Cindy really remembers that. And in fact, I put her in charge of the System Smart Beginners coaching program. So she's working every day with people that are just getting into the business and have all the beginners' questions. So Cindy's going to be running a clinic that's going to run throughout the seminar. So, you know, at lunch, at dinner, in the morning, if there's ever a point where you're like, I don't know what these guys are talking about, help me, you can go to Cindy and she will sort it out with you. And she's also going to be there to relay student questions to the speakers. So it's not going to be one of these things. I got to explain to people, there are internet seminars, there's millions of them. I happened to put on the very first one in 1994. Now there's a million people doing it. The quality is all over the place. Some of it's pretty good, some of it's not so good, some of it's terrible. Most of it has degenerated to what's called a pitch fest. Which is that you think you're going to a seminar, you've certainly paid for a seminar, and you get there and you realize, oh my God, they're not teaching me much, but they are sure selling me on the next big ticket item. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me make this really clear. I don't do that. I've never done that. Anybody who does that is not welcome to teach at my seminars. We have always been pure seminars. Yes, my faculty will mention, hey, I do this. If you're interested, let me know. But I can't tell you the number of people I've booted, including friends, from the system faculty because they could not resist turning their education sessions into pitching. We are an educational institution. We make our money on education. It seems to be working because 15 years later we're in business, but a lot of people have come and gone. We're committed to that, we're committed to you. If you come to us and you've come to this training in particular, you're going to get a real training. And I dare say it will be the best live training for Internet marketing beginners ever given on the planet. I know that's a big statement, but if you look at the faculty, you can look up my background, read Howie's book, look up James Martell, go to Christie's site, meet Cindy Kapler. This is an unusual coming together of people focused on the issues of people that want to get into the business. Now, I want to say something. There are people that don't know anything, okay, and they'll be getting the home study course, and we're going to really strongly encourage you to take advantage of that home study course before you come to the seminar. But this seminar is also appropriate for two other kinds of people. If you're making money, but you haven't broken six figures yet, I consider you a beginner. I'm sorry, you're a beginner because you haven't figured out how to really make the thing rock. Okay? You might consider coming to the seminar to strengthen your basics. It's been my experience that 99.9% of Internet marketers have at least one major, huge, gaping hole in their fundamentals when it comes to Internet marketing. And that is, it's not the market that's holding you back, it's not the economy, it's not God, it's not luck, it's not any of these things. It's that you simply don't have your fundamentals. I was an athlete long ago before I, became a person that had to work for a living. And I played basketball, and I ran track, and I was blessed to have phenomenal coaches. My coach, when I played basketball himself, he was an All-American. He played against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he was in school, so you get a sense of the legacy here. And that guy drilled us mercilessly on basics. He left no stone unturned. And when he started with us, we were the lamest basketball team in Essex County, New Jersey. Now, Essex County is Newark, okay, and East Orange. And if anybody knows basketball, you know that you're heading into deep territory when you're talking about those two cities. Mm-hmm. And we were the worst. And by the end of the season, we were holding our own with some of the toughest teams in Newark, in East Orange, places where people play really serious, hardcore ball. We didn't get there because we were brilliant. We didn't get there because we were handsome. We got there because our coach knew what the fundamentals were, and he made sure that they were in our bones. And that made all the difference in the world for us. I had a similar experience in track and running the 100-yard dash. They just taught us the basics. And that lesson has always stuck with me, and I've always carried that through everything that I do in Internet marketing. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not here to be your best friend. I'm not here to be a celebrity and a feel-good guy and take you to Las Vegas and bring you to a Caribbean island and all this kind of stuff. I'm here to make sure you learn the fundamentals of our business. And if you walk into a room with me for 2 days, you're going to walk out and you're going to know the fundamentals. And I surround myself only with people who care about you learning the fundamentals. This, again, just to take this kind of full circle here, this is a business that is very real. And it is very forgiving in that it does not require much money at all. I mean, if you can pay your light bill, you can start an Internet business. But what it does require, besides commitment and consistency, is it requires know-how. Mm-hmm. I don't see a whole lot of people in this Internet marketing education world teaching people the actual real know-how they need. I see a lot of fluff. I see a lot of razzmatazz. I see a lot of guru worship and hero worship. I don't see a lot of fundamentals and basics. If you are looking to get into a new business, if you have been trying to break into the Internet and just aren't getting the traction that you want, I want to strongly urge you to take a look at what we're doing. It is very, very different. I got to tell you a quick story. There's a guru, and I won't mention his name, who was at the system seminar a couple of years ago. And his girlfriend, who was also at the time, who was also an Internet marketer, was at another system seminar. I mean, another seminar whose name I won't mention. And the girl, his girlfriend was like, oh, you got to come and visit, you know, come with me, and all my friends are here, and we're having a great time, and we're partying, and it's so much fun, and blah, blah, blah. So this guru said, all right, he gave in, and he went to the other seminar. And according to his now ex-girlfriend, all he did for the next 2 days was bitch and moan about how sorry he was that he'd left the system seminar to come to this party, basically.
Mm-hmm.
To me, business is serious. I don't know. I don't know how people combine entertainment and partying and business. I don't know. Maybe I'm too old to understand that concept. To me, you know, party on your own time. Mm-hmm. When it comes to business, let's get serious and let's focus and let's make some money. That's what we're about. We've got an amazing track record. The fact that 3 out of the 5 people teaching this course started with us as beginners, I think, says a lot. If you look at a lot of seminars out there, you'll be amazed at how many times the people on the stage are actually system grads. Some advertise it, some don't. So anyway, I've gone on and on about this, but here's the dates: November 8th and 9th in Chicago. For more information, go to smartbeginners.com/bootcamp. That's smartbeginners.com/bootcamp. Now, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench. You may say, my God, I live in Europe. I live in the UK. I live in North Africa. I live in India. You know, I can't make it all the way to Chicago. All right. We thought about that. The following weekend, November 15th and 16th, I'm going to be in the UK. The first time I've been in the UK in 4 years. I have no idea when I'll ever be in the UK again teaching. No idea. May never do it again. I don't know. I've assembled a faculty of UK superstars. You can find information about that on systemintensive.com. Systemintensive.com. That's a different training. Read about it. It's also appropriate for people that are getting started, but it's more geared towards people that are really in business. But if you live in North America, or you can get to North America, if you're a beginner, if you are making money but you haven't yet replaced your income, I would even say if you're making a lot of money and you want to make a real lot of money, consider coming and joining us November 8th and 9th in Chicago. Christy, Howie, James, Cindy, and me, we're going to take you through the fundamentals in a way that I guarantee nobody has ever taken you through them before. And you're going to walk out an internet marketing professional and ready to really confront today's economic climate and come out on top. So, Christy, I'm really, again, so glad that you're going to be joining us. And just to recap what you're going to be talking about, what can people expect to hear from you at the Smart Beginners Bootcamp?
You know, the topics I'm going to talk about in terms of e-commerce are the three distinct places that I know I personally have gotten stuck in the past, and I know people that I'm working with in my consulting business get stuck as well. The first one, obviously, is getting started. So how do you get started? How do you find the product? How do you conduct the research to know that's the right market that you should be in? You know, things about establishing a business, establishing a store, those type of things. But then the next place people get stuck is, okay, I've built it, now what? I had a big realization when I built my store, nobody showed up. And that's what people think, that they can build it and all of a sudden the traffic's just going to flock to their store, and that's not the case. So you have to educate yourself and understand about the different traffic mechanisms out there on the internet. And it certainly is a lot about search engines, but there's more to it than that. And you need to learn about what those are so that you don't, you know, have all your eggs in one basket with search engines and other different things. And then the last place people get stuck is, they've gotten a ton of traffic, but what about conversion? And this is a mantra that I learned day one from Ken at the System Seminar, was traffic plus conversion equals profits. And you do need to understand them both, and you need to get good at them both in order to be good at this business. Those are the fundamentals, the traffic and the conversion. So those are the three topics I'm going to cover in terms of the typical places people need to be good at in internet marketing to be successful in a product.
Great. And if anybody's specifically interested in starting an online store, this is a very rare opportunity. And just check this out for yourself. Go on the internet and try to find a course that features somebody that's actually built an online store who's going to teach you how to do it. Yeah, I'm always having, I mean, that's why I'm so glad Christy's going to be joining us, because it is not easy to find these folks. They're usually just not geared to teaching. They're geared to running their store. They're
sure.
not info marketers, you know. So if you're if you're at all interested in that, or if you're even in that business and want to do better at it, you really should be talking with Christy one way or the other, you know. So everybody, thank you so much for spending time with us. Christy McDonald, thank you for sharing your time and your experience and expertise.
Sure.
If you can get to Chicago, November 8th and 9th, I strongly recommend that you do. We're going to be smartbeginners.com/bootcamp. If for some reason getting to North America is not easy for you, I will be with a similarly esteemed group of UK marketing superstars in London the following weekend. That's November 15th through 16th. The URL for that information you can get at thesystemintensive.com. You can read everything about that. So, again, I've been doing a lot of business over the years. I've seen a lot of different kinds of businesses. I know Christy has as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm putting words in her mouth, but what I would say is, if you are starting with minimal capital, and by minimal capital I mean the extra money you have at the end of the month, but you're willing to work hard and you're willing to invest in learning, and you're willing to be consistent, this is a real opportunity for financial security. It's a real opportunity for building wealth. It's a real opportunity for creating something that you can someday sell or pass down to your children. It's real. And we do everything we can to give you everything you need to make this happen. So, Christy McDonald, thank you very much. This has been Ken McCarthy of the System Seminar. Hope to see you in Chicago or London, or if you're really smart, come to both. And I'm serious about that, by the way. If you can swing it, come to both. It will change your life. And I will see everybody later. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.